Good morning. Past week, Masechet Zeirin, Daf Ayin Gimel, sixth parak. We're going to start from the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, which is where the sugya starts. Let's see the Mishnah. Ayin Beis Amud Beis, Mishnah towards the bottom. Go to Mishnah Zeirin. Ha'achim שהיו איך מאשול חנאביים בישם בבתים. The case that Mish talks about is if you have brothers that Kipshuta, the Mishnah says that they're איך מאשול חנאביים, they eat by their father, meaning that you have in one chotem you have a father and some sons. The sons have their own houses, however they sleep in their houses, but eating is done al shulchan aviyim. That's kipshuti what the Mishnah sounds the same. We'll see in the Gemara. That's what means ha'achem shohoi oichem shulchan aviyim yishenim bivateim tzirichin eiv l'chol eich avechot. The Mishnah says that even though they're oichem al shulchan aviyim, nevertheless still each of them have to chip into the Eiv. Talking about Eiv Chaseris over here. The din of Eiv Chaseris is that if we have Meshuyas Chalukas in a Chatzim, which generally means that there's more than one house in a Chatzim, Chazal made a special takhonim that we need an Eruv Chaseris, being that the houses are privately owned, used privately, and the chot itself is a joint nishus that everyone uses. So it's very much to that, it's similar to that of Shlayach and Shutaravim, and therefore Chazal required some kind of tikkun in order to be able to carry in the chotzer from the houses to the chotzer. That's the concept of Eruv, by everyone chipping in together and giving in pass and putting the pass into one of the houses, so that joins everyone together as if everyone really, there's only, is only one Rishus in the Chatzar, the place where the pass is, and that way we could look at it rather than being Rishus Chalukas, separate Rishus as one joint Rishus. That's in simple form the idea of what Eruv Chaseris comes to accomplish. Now generally every house which is in the chatzim, that if it meets the conditions of a house that requires, like in the Baal Omar talks about the Zira or whatever it is, Machlokes Tanaim, exactly what kind of bayis, what kind of requires to what after, and therefore what you'd have to chip into the Erev, but each Rishush with his Chok would have to chip in. The Mishnah over here discusses that if you have a situation where, for example, you have sons and a father, sons eat by the father's house, so as far as that's concerned they're really part of the they're living by the father as far as that's concerned. Rishenim v'vatem, they sleep in their house. This is the issue over here, that those, being that their house, we'll see a little more, but at first glance it seems to be that the question over here is that being that their house is only used for sleeping purposes, does that require them to, would they ask them that they should have to chip in? We look at it as a separate separate Mokum Vira or not. The Mishnah over here says that Tzrichin Evoch Lecha V'Echad, in this case that they're eating by the father but they're sleeping by them in their own houses, Tzrichin Evoch Lecha V'Echad, it would seem to the Mishnah, it's what the Muslim Dayak by the way will see, that it would seem to be that the Kaveya, what establishes the Mokum Dira is the sleeping, and being that they sleep in separate houses, so therefore we view them has that they're Biyum Chalukim over here, and therefore they have to chip into the Eivir. That's what it means. Tzrichin Eivir Chol Echa V'Echa. Rashi on the Mishnah, see a few Rashis over here as we go through. Rashi tells us V'Yishen Mibatein V'Heim V'Avim V'Acheim Dor M'Chotzer Acha. Rashi tells us right away over here, and we'll see this when we get in the Sefer of the Mishnah. We'll see better why this is important. But in the Mishnah over here, we're talking about that in addition to they themselves, the Achim and the father, there are other people that are also living in the Chotzer that have houses in the Chotzer. V'Heim V'Avim V'Acheim Dor M'Chotzer Acha. Look, Rashi Shetzichin Erev V'Chol Echa V'Echad. If they want to chip into the Erev, if they want to be part of the Erev, then they have to give. The time of Mefarash B'Gemara. Gemara will explain. Now the Mishnah continues. Actually, the first thing the halacha in the Mishnah is, apparently, since that the Yishem of Bateim, therefore we view them as separate mafim dira, and therefore they each one has to chip in into the eruv. The speaker of the Mishnah says, "M'shloka chechem ba'iruv m'batzel t'shusay." Therefore, being that they need to chip into the eruv, that means that they ask them. It's a separate deal. They ask them. Therefore, we're one to forget, so he'll ask on everyone else unless he does something in order to join his rishus, which we learned before. That there's a halacha of bittul. Bittul could be done, halacha, even on Shabbos. So if it's got to make an Erev, bittul will be necessary. That's what Mishnah says. Mavatas Rishus says, Akrashi, Soruch Levatas Rishus. That's what Mishnah comes to say. It's necessary. Not just that you can, but it's necessary to do that. Otherwise, they would ask it. Now, Mishnah contains the following. Mishnah says like this. A Moshe. Bizman Shemlichan Eruvim of Mokim Acher. A Mosai, when was it said, the Halacha narration, that Tzrichin Eivir Chol Echa V'Echad, that each one of the brothers has to chip in to the Eruv? That's Bizman Shemlichan Eruvim of Mokim Acher. That's talking about in a situation where the path of the Eruv is being put in the houses of one of the other people in the Chos. But if the mokum with the path of the Erev was it was being put by them, you see actually what that means. Or with a situation to be that it's only them and their father that live in the chasen, there's no one else over there. Einon tzrichin la'aret. Then they don't have to be ma'aret. Even in this case, in the Mishnah starts with that the Yishenim Mibateihim, the Mishnah is making a difference. When is it necessary for them to chip in? It's only necessary for them to chip in, first of all, the other people living in the Chosin, and second of all, that the path which is being collected for the Erev is going to be being put in one of the houses of the other people. That's when the Halacha Nereisha is that each one has to chip in. However, were it to be that the path is going, let's say, by the Beis Avin, as she says, that the path is being collected by the father and is being placed in the father's house, so then the Achim do not have to chip in. Or else, if there are no other people in the cluster, so then Ein Tzrichin La'aret, and no collection at all has to be made over here. Let's see the Rashi on the Mishnah. So the Rashi, a Mosan. A Mosab is Mashim Lichan Teruvim. Zakrashi, Lisitoi, to place it Be'echar, Mibate Shab, Nehachosin. That the Erev is being placed in one of the houses of the other people who live in the Chosin. Rashi says, the Hoyo, the Huz Kiku, the Erev, since it's necessary to make an Erev. I mean, the Gemara means that since there are other people here, so regardless, an Erev has to be made. And even the brothers wouldn't be here, but just between the father and the other people, an Erev is necessary. How the Chutz Kulei of Amin Gemara Migu Deshad Yun Asri that since the other Yerushim after and require an Eruv, Inunami asked her. They also asked her.
The brother.
Right. The brothers also asked her. And the Tzrichim Kulun leading Paz. And they have to give Paz Hoiva Chaluk in the Urei in Belina. Since that there is a separation, the Choluk, the separated, their Dira is separated Belina, Umakabe Paz, and Kimukam Mizamoro. We'll see what that means in a minute. Sheinechim Beveis Avi and Mamish. They're not actually even their father. We'll see that that's the Gemara talks about right away. Rashi makes mention over here of something that the Gemara later on says towards the end of the Gemara on Ayin Gimel, and Rashi mentioned, well, hopefully we get to see that Gemara, but Rashi just makes a mention of what the Gemara says to hear what the difference is that between the Reisha and the Seifa. In the case of the Reisha, in the case of the Seifa, in the case of the Reisha, they have to chip in the Seifa, they don't have to chip in. So Rashi makes mention of the Gemara later on that there's a amigo over here, right? I mean, the Gemara uses the word amigo for many different usages, right? And what it means over here is that the Gemara seems to have an understanding that the situation of the brothers is such that only if there are other people in the chaser and therefore a Erev is required, so that's what brings out the fact that they're choluk to some degree, to cause them now also to answer like these other people definitely answer, and that's what requires them to chip in. If we wouldn't have these other people over here, then we wouldn't view the brothers as a separate entity, and therefore it wouldn't be necessary. And this is just in general what Rashi is making a mention, right? That they seem to be to a certain extent attached to the father, attached to the father's rishus, and in order to view them as different, as a separate rishus, that's dependent on whether there are other people here in the chaser which are requiring an Erev. The other people were requiring an Erev, even if those wouldn't be here, other people would require an Erev in the chaser. So once an Erev is required, so that's what brings out the difference that there is, the lack of connection in some way that the Bonim have with their father, and that's what makes us view them as a separate entity, to require. That's what Rashi is mentioning over here, this idea of Migu. Since there are other people over here, so that's what requires them to do it. Now, hopefully we'll see the Gemara. This is as far as HaGemara to explain the Mishnah, you know, need that explanation. We'll try to understand it as well as we can when we get there. Now let's hear again the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, and this is important, the Gemara, to understand the Gemara. The Mishnah starts again, we're talking about a case where we have, say, till the Gemara changes, we're going to go with what the Mishnah is mashma itself. The Mishnah says, since we're talking about a case where you have a chaser, there are a number of people living in the chaser. Of the people who live in the chaser, there's a father and some sons. Each has their own house, but the way they're set up, the living conditions are such that they eat by the father and they sleep in their own house. And that's the truth of what the Mishnah says. And on that Mishnah says, Tzrichin Erev L'chol Echad Ve'Echad. They need, each one has to give in, chip into the Erev. Right? Well, of course, in this specific situation, they need to give in. The reason why they need to give in, which seems to be from the Mishnah, is because the Yishen Bevatayim, the fact that each one sleeps in their own house, that's what makes us view them as a separate entity. And this is the Gemara starts off right away. Shmami no Mokum Lino Goyim. Mokum Lino Goyim. Rashi explains that the Gemara right now is really referring to Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which Gemara a little bit later discusses. So we're going to jump to this Gemara, right, to see Rav and Shmuel, and we'll come back and we'll see a little better, we'll know what we're discussing. Let's just skip one line, Tanu Rabbanu, because this is really where that sugya starts. Okay, we're going to quickly to get to the Rav and Shmuel. Tanu Rabbanu. Mishish le beishach, sadom, petzis, bachotze, chavere, hareze, ein oise olos. The Braise over here is talking about what kind of real estate does a person own or have in a chotzer. What kind of structure is this? What does it serve? What's it used for? That it'll answer on the other. Not every structure which is in the chotzer will answer on the other to require an eruv. So the Tanna Kamma says like this: Mishna Beishar Echsadjo Mapeses B'chotzer Chaver Eze Ein Oitzrolo. These things are not considered a living quarters, not considered a bayis, that will answer. Therefore, the person who owns these things does not have to chip into the area. However, Beis HaTevin, Beis HaBoka, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOitzim, Tereza HaOitzim, the Tanna Kamma holds that certain storage houses, Beis HaBoka, a place where a barn, these things are considered a bias which will answer in the chot, and he has to chip in. That's the Tanna Kamma Shita. Yehuda says as follows: only a mokum dira answers. I mean, he has a larger requirement. That's mokum dira, not a storage house. These kind of things need to be a mokum dira. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Meisel bevenacho. There's a question with Benafcha. He had houses in different chateres, and the Chachamim gave him the guidelines that what will answer and will require him to ship into the Erev is only if he has a Beis Dira. Right, Mora says, "Beis Dira Sakadav Lema Mokim Dira." Okay, so this is what we want to get to over here. Mokim Dira, point of Yehudim. This is how we pass him. Mokim Dira Asim. Now on this is where the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The bottom line on the Gemara: My Mokim Dira. A Mokim Dira Asim. That means if someone has a place that's used for Dira, that'll answer. Meaning to say that he'll have to join in the air. If he doesn't join in, he'll ask the other people from carrying. What is this mokum dira? What's it being used for, which will establish it as a mokum dira? Zav omar mokum pita, shmu omar mokum lina. This is the source of the machlokes, the Gemara will return to right away. Rav says mokum pita, a place where a person's food is. I mean, it's a place where he eats. That Rashi says on top, mokum pita, shu oichel sham. Place where he eats. If this is used and meant to be a place to eat, that's considered a mokum dira and it'll answer. The Shmuel on a mokum lina. Shmuel says that what's considered a base dira, what kind of function is done there, which will establish as a mokum dira. It has to be mokum lina, a place where the person sleeps, used for sleeping, right? Sleeping. The Gemara Kipshutai seems to say, you know, there seems to be machlokes to shame about this, but Kipshutai, we have a machlokes over here, what's kaveh, what's the, either this or that. Now, right away, we could think to ourselves, that Rav says mokum pita is good, not mokum lina. Right? Not the place where you eat, not where you sleep. Now, we could think about that. Does that mean that, for example, Rav holds that mokum lina has no relevance at all? Doesn't mean anything. The fact that a person sleeps, that doesn't mean anything as far as giving it a chashivas of a mokum lina, and according to Shmuel also, mokum pita doesn't mean anything, we don't consider it at all. Or they're discussing a situation when you have a contradiction, that is, you have the mokum pass in one place, mokum lean in another place, and the question is, then, which is the dominating factor of dira? But if you wouldn't have this conflict, then everyone agrees that each of the two does mean something, does give it a chashivus of dira. The question is, when you have the conflict, the question is, which one is the dominating factor which will be kaveh, which will establish for us? Right, we'll come back, we'll see.
Maybe Rav would say even a makom pita. He wouldn't disagree that it would be a makom.
So you see, then there's a shit is balamor in the sugya over here, which I think he says maybe Shmuel says af makom lina, but I believe it's my place to shame concerning this, and most of shame don't learn like that. I mean, definitely in Rav, I think it's only the Mokum Pass. That's exactly what he's coming to say. Okay, so this is all my place. It's Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are talking about, again, they're talking about if you have a house, let's say, in a chaser, and it's used only for one of the two things, is that considered a Mokum Dira? That the person who owns this house will ask on others to require him to participate in the Erev. That's what they're directly talking about. So therefore, according to Rav, it has to be Mokum Pass. If the person doesn't eat there, he eats someplace else, so then that's not a Mokum Dira. It's not going to ask in the chosin. They won't have to chip in at all. According to Shmuel, Mokum Lina is what's kaveya. So according to Shmuel, only if that place is used to sleep, if it's not used to sleep, just to eat, you sleep someplace else, so that wouldn't be considered a makom dira, wouldn't have to ship in. That's what this piece of Gemara says. Now Al Gemara is bringing a raya from the Mishnah over here to Shmuel. Shmamina makom lina gayim. That's how Al Gemara starts. Now Al Gemara is talking about, let's just see the application that we're talking about over here. Our mission is talking about that they're eating by the father and they're sleeping in their own house. So simply we could have understood that what the more means over here is that they're eating by the father. They're eating by the father, so as far as that's concerned, if we don't have a separate reshus, not that these people are eating, they're all eating over there. The only thing what makes this separate house over here is the house of Lina, right? So that'll be similar to this machlokes over here, Rav and Shmuel, that if you have a house which is only used for Lina, is that considered a dira which will answer or not? And that the Gemara says, the non-Mishnah says that Tzrich and Ebel Cholech Ve'Echad, so the Mishnah would seem to imply that what establishes something as a Mokum Dira is the fact that they're sleeping there. And that's the Mishnah saying, that's why they need to give an Ebla Cholecha Ve'achon. That's more. Shmamino Mokum Lina Goyim. So to Gemara, this Mishnah will be a Raya to Shmuel, Kashon Rav. That's the Rashi. Right? That's how Rashi explains the Gemara over here, that we're referring to the Machlokes later on. But that is it. Shmamino Mokum Lina Goyim. The Ihab Yushenim Bezeis Avihim, the Mashmois of the Mishnah would be that if they would have been sleeping in their house, Afilu Malichin Eruvin Lamokam Acher, which is the ratio of the Mishnah, Lehavu Tzrichin Eruve El Avihim, they wouldn't have to at all. The whole reason why they have to give their own, they have to chip into the Erev is because they're sleeping someplace else. If they would have been sleeping by the father, they wouldn't have to. The name of Tevet Hilfs, the Rav, Dom Lekamun, Mishmaid, Mokum Pita Gerim. Therefore, the Kavanah of the Gemara, the intention of the Gemara over here, with this Shema Mino, is actually to bring right to Shema Kashan Rav, that we just saw the piece of Gemara that comes up right away over here. V'harei Elu Oichem Veisavim, V'chashubin Lul Chalukim, they're eating by the Father. Nevertheless, we view them as as a separate entity. What's making it a separate entity? The fact that they sleep. They're sleeping in their house. So you see from over here that the Mokom Lina's Gurim, the place where they're sleeping, that's because that establishes the deal of the Mokom Lina. It's a separate deal because it's being used to sleep. Now, what we have to ask over here is like this, that we saw the Mishnah, and regardless, we see that the Mishnah, that there are two dinim in the Mishnah over here. You have the din of the Reisha and the din of the Seifa. The din of the Reisha is we have other people living in the Chaser, and the past is being put in the houses of one of the other people. That's what the Mishnah says, that you need an Eiv L'Cholecha V'Echa. However, the Mishnah says, in the Sefer, the Mishnah tells us that there are one of two situations where they don't have to. If there's no one else in the Chatzim, or if the Eiv is being brought, the Beis Avihim. So what we need to understand over here is that the Gemara seems to be saying that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is fine, right? The Mishnah is that. So on that, what we have to ask is, that's good, that's the din of the Reisha. The din of the Reisha is saying that since they sleep separately, so that's why each one has to chip in. But if that were to be true, then how do you understand the Sefer? They're still sleeping in separate Rishis over here. So why should things change? What do I need the Migu that Rabbi Gemara later on talks about in order to get them to ask her? This is the question that we have to ask. You know, that Shmaim, no, that's fine, it's relational, but you have to understand the full Mishnah has to stand according to Shmuel. Why does the Gemara feel that this Mishnah is the right Shmuel? From the Sefer would be a cash according to the man, the Omar Mokam Li Negerim. We'll come back in a minute, right? But we want to leave that question. Let's see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara at this point, he's asking a cash on Rav. Well, according to Rav, that Rav says that Mokim passes Goyim, they're eating by their father. So the function that their house is being used for is for Lina. Lina's not Mechayiv. Lina's not considered Dira as Mechayiv a separate thing. So Mokim wants to know what's the basis over here. Why they have to give Kol Echad V'Echad has to give to the Eruv. On that, the Gemara says, and this is what Rashi is referring to, passing like Rav, Rashi is Mefarish, the Mishnah like this, Omer Avinu Rav, the Mekab Kashon. On that, the Gemara says as follows, the Rav will answer you that when the Mishnah says that the Oichlin al Shulchan Avim, the truth of the matter is that they're not really eating by the Father. If they tackle were eating by the Father, then they wouldn't have to. Inochanami. We're talking about over here, they're Mekab Prash, which means that they're receiving food or money for the food from the father, but the place where they're actually eating is in the house. So the eating is type of being done in their house. And that's why even according to Rav, the Allah is Shichan Evlu Chol Echad
V'Echad.
Except that we're talking on the Federation. Beyond the safe. Okay, we'll see in a second. Nice.
Federation, according to Rav.
But we just explained the ratio according to Rav. Right? The ratio is the reason why each one has to give in is the answer is because this, they're not actually eating by the father. They're really eating by themselves.
Right?
Right, in their own houses. Right? Let's see the Rashi, the Banner Rashi, the Mimakabe Pras, Hoitsoo Vibes Avihim. Right? Sounds like that the father's paying the expenses. The ain oichin al shulchan imamish, right? Ain oichin al shulchan imamish. That's the Mishnah means over here. Now, again, if you learn over here that according to Rav, that they're, we told them that they're actually eating in their own house, and therefore you have the mokum path in their own house. So again, we have the question: what's the din of the sefer? Right? The Rav says that the that they're really eating in their own house, so then what's the din of the sefer? This is the places that already make the mention over here at this point. There's a small places over here, the Mekable Prashonim. You see the second to last Taisa. Taisa always says like this. The Afagav, the Mokam Pita Velino Bibatayim, even though at this point of the Gemara, so they're really doing everything in their own house. Mokam, they're eating, they're sleeping in the house. So Taisa, what Taisa's really will see is asking for what's the name of the faithful. So why should there be any situation where they shouldn't have to give an Eruv? Taisa says, Ahani Masha Uichem Mishel Avihim, it helps. The fact that they're Makabli Pras, and the truth is, I mean, that's, you see that's playing a role over here. That's what Mishnah's talking about. Mishnah says, Uichem Bonavin, that it must mean something. Ahani, it helps Masha Uichem Mishel Avihim that much, the fact that they're Makabli Pras, that they're not supporting themselves. That helps the Imhoya Erev Bo Eslam or Sha'ini Mondun and Sri Khnaar. That's the basis of the dinner of the faithful. So Taisa explains as follows. Taisa says that the dinner of the Rashon, the reason why that there will be situations, the Migu will help, and Rashi more later explains, that will consider them separate is because on the one hand they're actually eating. The eating functions are being done in their own house. This that we find halacha in the sefer, that they don't have to chip in those situations. That's because they're mekabel pras. The fact that on the one hand the food that they're eating is not their own; they're receiving that from their father. On one hand, so that's what's attaching them to their father to a certain degree. But the fact that they're actually eating by their own house, that's a reason for them to be choluk. That's the basis of the two halachas that we have over here. That's what Taisa is explaining. So if they were actually eating by the father, that's more saying over here, that if they were actually eating by the father, so then they wouldn't be separate at all. So then we wouldn't understand the din of the ratio. That's why the Mura has to say that we're actually talking about that they're eating by themselves. But the Mekabli Pras, this is what the Mishnah says over here, that Oichin al Shulchan Avim, that means that the expenses are being of the food are being paid by the father, and that is what's attaching them to the father. That in certain situations, if you don't have other diurim to cause to bring out the chiluk that they have, the fact that they're eating alone, you don't have other diurim to bring it to make us say the tzvah from the migul. Then we'll see then that they're part of the father. They're part of the father's shus. Then they're not going to require a separate Eruv.
Is Tosfos explaining it, or is he really just highlighting that point? He's not really giving a svara, you know, how that works.
Well, I mean Tosfos is pointing out that you see from the Gemara that there are two points over here, right? The case is such that on the one hand, even though they're eating by themselves, but the fact that they're Makabel Pras, and that's what's helping establish the halacha, right, of the sefer.
So who's it up? Why does the Mishnah mention at all the Yishen and the Batem? Why is it mentioned as the Yishen? Why is it the Batem?
Let's see, I mean, according to Rav, the Mishnah is coming to say over here that even though the Mishnah is coming to say, they have to give, even though they're Makabli Pras. Even though they're Makabli Pras. Makabli Pras is not enough to make them toffel to the father, Benegeh to Dizdin, because we have the Migu. Because we have the Migu. Now you want to know why is the Mishnah mentioning Yishenim Bibatehim? Yeah, it could be that it's that really is really just important for the sefer then, right? Because how do you learn the Mishnah over here? According to Rav, what the Mishnah, the Rish is saying is that the relationship that they have with the father is not helping them at all. That's what the Rashi is saying. Right? So the Mishnah is coming to say that even though they have some kind of interaction with the father, Nevertheless, that doesn't help for the din of the reisha. And when you have the migu, when there are other people that still have to give, the seif is coming to say, however, that relationship that they have with the father will help in the case of the seif. So that means that the fact that they're choluk yishenim mibateihen is according to Rabbi Chori, that's the basis of the dinner of that's what we want to say, the dinner of the sefer, the chiddush of the sefer, that mekabli pras will help for that, even though that they yishenim mibateihen. I mean, the truth is that you're really right that it's really more than that, right? I mean, according to Rabbi, that the pas is goyrim, so the chiddush to sefer is that even though they're actually eating in their house also. Yeah, okay, I hear the question. I don't know. Okay, so what we want to take out over here is like this. That Tosfos told us that according to Rav, this that we have this split din in the Mishnah is because Mekable Pras, Rav Shita is that the Mokam Pas, the Achila, is a kovei. It establishes them as a separate rishus. If we have a situation where they're not actually eating in their own house, they're just mekabel pras. So this place says this is weird, which this is what creates the split in the halacha. That the fact that they're mekabel pras, that's what attaches them to the father's rishus enough that when we don't have any outside cause, the migu, then we'll look at them as if they're part of the father's rishus, and then there won't be any requirement. That'll be that mekabel pras will help when there's no migu. But you see from the Gemara, right, that the migu is not going to help if they actually were eating by the father. And that was the Gemara's Raya right away, right? Shmami no mokum linu goyer. If they were actually eating by the father, according to Rav, then that would establish them as being by their father, and their rishus over there wouldn't after at all. Only because the Gemara comes out that they're actually eating by themselves, so that's where it's passed by the migu to view them as a separate rishus. Without the migu, they're attached to the father because of the fact that they're mekabel pras, that they're getting their expenses paid. Now, there's a diuk in Tosfos. If you look again in Tosfos, how Tosfos speaks out. I mean, Tosfos says for Afa Peter Mokum Peter Velina Matayim. Right? Tosfos is he's speaking an unspoken question. Right? And what he's asking is that now that the Gemara said that when the Mishnah says that the Eichon Shulchan Avim, it's really that's not really happening. So Tosfos is asking, so if so, so they're eating in their house, they're sleeping in their house. So with what are we going to understand the halacha of the sefer? That in the sefer, when there's no migu, in these situations, then the halacha is not the shipping. Right? Why is that so? They're totally separate. This is what Tosfos is asking. Okay, the answer is the fact that the mekabel pras, right, that's what is latching them onto the father. But it's interesting that Tosfos says, Avavi demokam pita velina bibatim. Why is Tosfos mentioning lina over here? I mean, isn't Shitas Rav that mokam pas is goyim? Right, apparently, lina l'chayr doesn't play a role at all. So his question really should have been afal pi that mokum pitzus b'tayim. Why is he mentioning lina at all? Right. So it would taka seem to be from his tesis over here that, according to Rav, as I mentioned before, lina doesn't mean anything. We don't calculate at all cheshvin lina. Right. Lina could also play a role, but mokum pas. It's not, and it would seem to be in Tosfos that even according to Rav, if they would be actually would be sleeping by the father, that could establish halacha of the Mishnah. Now, that would be enough to attach them to the father to have the din of the Mishnah, and when we don't have the migu pulling them apart, we could view them as part of being part of the father, the fact that they sleep there. And that's what Tosfos says. V'afal pi demokim pita v'lina b'batein. That's Tosfos' question. There's nothing over here to lash them to the father. And that Tosfos says that the fact that they're mekabel pras helps for that. Now, what's important for us over here is that what we want to try to use this according to Shmuel. Right? This is what we're getting at. The question that we asked before, let's go back again. We started the Gemara. The Gemara says Shema Menom Mokum Li Negerin. That means that at that point in the Gemara, when the Gemara is learning the Mishnah Kipshutai, that the case is talking about that they're sleeping in their own houses and they're actually eating by the father. The dining room is in the father's house. On that, the Gemara had said Shema Menom Mokum Li Negerin. Right? You see from over here that the Mokum Li Negerin, even though they're eating in the father's house, but since they're sleeping in their own house, that's why they have to chip in into the Avery. We view them as a separate rishut. And that we ask the question, well, if that's true, so what's the din of the seifa? Where do we come to attach them in the seifa? They're totally separate. What's attaching them? So once you see this deed that we're making in Taisis, according to Rav, the Mokum Lina has a bearing. So we could say the same thing according to Shmuel. That according to Shmuel, the Mokum Pas also has some kind of bearing in order to attach them together. And that'll be the explanation of the Mishnah over according to Shmuel. That the fact that they're eating by the father, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, they're actually eating by the father. So that'll be enough to establish the din of the seifa. If we don't have the migul, if we don't have other powers which are causing us to look at them as choluk, then we could view them as part of the father, the fact that they're eating by the father. The din of the reish is because of the migul, so that'll bring out the fact that they're sleeping someplace else, to view them as a separate rishut. That'll be the explanation according to Shmuel. Now the truth of the matter is that the Ritva speaks this out. The Ritva on the Gemara right away asks the question. The Gemara says Shema Mino. And that the Ritva asks, if Mokum Lina itself is what Gurim, so what's the din of the seifa? The hamakom linen goyim v'chukem diyum shkolech yoshem ebeisei. See, my glasses were mistaken in the words they change over here. But this is the first question. And that it was said, Yeshem, I feel my hamakom linen goyim, even according to Shmuel, hamakom linen goyim, afa pisha hu ikar, even though that's the main, that's the dominant power over here, in establishing, he agrees that if they're eating together, ahani luhu, that'll help him any the din of the sefer. Right. So just like what Tosfos says according to Rav, that mokum pas is goyim, but the fact that the mekable pras is enough to attach them together for the din of the sefer when you don't have the migu, and in that situation we'll look at them as one. So Zokta Mitzvah, like we're saying, that Shmuel is also masking, even though that Mokum Lina is the Iker, but if they were eating together, that definitely will help in the case of the Sefer, Dem Eini Mon Dur Nacherim, Shein Tzrich Na'arv. And he even makes the association. He says, to loigora pita mamish. Let's see if you could hear this, right? Loigora pita mamish. Lemanda omu mokam lina goyrim. According to Shmuel, mokam lina goyrim. But if you have pita mamish, means if they're actually eating by the father, that's not any worse than makable pras, according to Rav, who holds that the mokam achila is goyrim. According to Rav, you don't really have a real achila either. Right? You have a lower level of a makable pras. That's the association that he makes over here, that lina, I'm sorry, achila mamish, according to Shmuel, is not any worse than a makable pras, according to Rav. So the same chesed that we saw in Tosfos, right, that's the chesed of the Gemara, that the makable pras, according to Rav, will accomplish to attach them together for the din of the sefer. So according to Shmuel, even though he holds that mokum lina is goyim, but definitely if they would be eating together, that definitely would help for the din of the sefer. Now, what we could think about once we got to this stage, and I think the Ritva later on is mesupag about this, is that we could even think right now if we could extend this a step further, meaning like this, that the halacha in Rav, like we paskin, the halacha in the Mishnah is, we're talking about a situation where they're sleeping in their own house, they're eating in their own house, they're makabli pras. Right? The attachment that they have to the father is the fact that they're makabli pras. And according to Rav, that's what says in the Gemara, like Tosafot speaks out, that's enough to attach them to their father's house, that when there are no others over there, or the heir is being put in the father's house, they don't have to chip in. Right? That's what it says over here. According to Shmuel, we just showed that even though he holds that Mokum Lin is Goyim, but Shmuel also asking that the Mokum Pito will also have the ability to establish this din that you have in the Mishnah, right? Because even according to Rav, what's attached to him is not the main din, it's only a Makabli Prav. And what we could think about is that will Shmuel argue on the din of the Mishnah according to Rav? Meaning to say, let's say according to Shmuel, let's say you only had the Makabli Prav. Right? Makabli Prav. According to Shmuel, Shmuel holds Mokum Lin is Gurim. Right? So now what we want to clear over here is that we know that Mokum Pas, the place where you're actually eating according to Shmuel, that's clear in the Gemara, that he holds that's enough to relate the bottom to the father for the din of the Sefer. Now, do you need the Mokum Pas Mamish, according to Shmuel? Shmuel holds really because Mokum Lina. So Shmuel only if they're actually eating by the father. That's when, but if they only make out the pras, then that already you're too far away. According to Shmuel, that doesn't mean anything. Only according to Rav, Rav holds that the pras is the ikakaveya. So then, makabli pras, you're only one step away. So fine. So that could play the role. That could give us the din of the safe in the mission. But according to Shmuel, at the ikakaveya is Lina. So if you want pras to do something, you got to be a real oichel pras by the father. Or we could clear that maybe even according to Shmuel, maybe oichel pras is enough. And therefore, Shmuel wouldn't even argue on the Mishnah the way Rav learns it. And I think that the Ritva a little bit later on is mistopic about this. Right? I mean, this much that he says clearly, that definitely if you have the actual Mokum Achila, that he makes the equation for us, that for sure is no worse than the Pras according to Rav. Right? You're both one step less. But Hashdos Lahochi, right, we could even think that maybe even according to Shmuel, maybe enough just to make this attachment, maybe that's enough, right? And the fact, like we spoke before, that it could be that according to Shmuel, according to everyone, that Pas and Lino definitely mean something. The question just is, you know, when you have the steer over here, one thing's happening over there, so one's the dominating factor. But the other one is still means something, and therefore it could always act as some kind of attachment according to everyone. Right? That in the house could be. Okay, so that's a little bit the setup over here. Let's just see, we have just a few more minutes. I just want to see this piece of one which talks about the Migo that Rashi refers to. The Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel starts over here, Boim Ne Abai Mi Rabu. Let's see, it's around 10 lines up from from when the lines get wider. See that? Come on, Boim Ne Abai Mi Rabu. Chamisha Shugovu Vosei Ruvan.
Yeah.
Abai asked the following Shiloh to Rabbi. Chamisha Shugovo Vosei Ruvan. You have five people living in a chotzer. Kishemeluchan Zerul Mokam Acher Erev Echel Lekula Natsuichen Erev Lechol Echel Echel. If they want to join up with another chotzer, is it sufficient just one person to give Rashi talks about it, he could act as a shliach, or each person has to chip in order to connect the two chassidim. Omalei erev echa v'kulam. So the answer to the shaila was, we shouldn't talk about, you know, it's a price that we had later. Erev echa v'kulam. We only need one. And on that, the Gemara asks a question. V'ho'achin v'chigobu domu u'katani tzrichin erev l'chol echa v'echa. On that, the Gemara asks a question that in our Mishnah, Achim, we should view Achim, the relationship that the Achim have, the Achim with the father, should be similar to that of five people who join together by giving pas. And nevertheless, our Mishnah says that each one has to chip in. Now let's just see the Shakwa Taiva Gemara. Actually, the Gemara is making a dimion, a comparison over here, that our Mishnah, which you have the Achim, which the fact that they're doing their Hishtamshism together should relate them, just as five separate people become joined by joining in an Erev, in their chaser, concerning what's going to happen in the next chaser, that one person could act as represent all of them in the next chaser. And the Gemara is asking a question that if you see in our Mishnah that nevertheless that each brother has to give his own, that should follow that by the five people who were joined in this chaser, but when they want to join up in the next chaser, the fact that they're joined here is not going to help them, that each one should have to give. And that the Gemara answers, Hocham asking Dikabirim Badai. That on that the Gemara says that our Mishnah is speaking about that you have other people living here. Now to us this is not a Nechidish, right? Because that's apparently in the Mishnah. This is a question. The Gemara is Mirai from the Mishnah, and we shouldn't talk about exactly what was the Havamina. I mean, how else do you learn the Mishnah? But you see that this Gemara over here is speaking out as follows. That our Mishnah, the din and the reish of the Mishnah, is speaking about that you have other people living there, and this is where the Gemara speaks to that. I just wanted to show you this Gemara that Rashi referred to before. The migu, the hani asri, hani nami asri. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara is answering that actually the Achim and our Mishnah have reasons to be joined together. There's enough of a reason over that they should be joined together. And only because we have this svara of the migu, which means that there are other people in the chotzer over here which are requiring an erev, and there's being a collection of pas, so once the erev is being made, so that Gemara has a svara to say, like I mentioned before, that brings out the fact that they are choluk in a certain aspect, and that's what's forcing us to view them as a separate entity, and they'll have to chip in. What Gemara means to say is, however, in the case of Chamisha Shugavu, so once they're connected by collecting this area, we don't have any outside force which is forcing us to see them as separate, so then they'll remain together. But this is this migu that the Gemara mentions over here, that Rashi says, and this is that we in order to understand the chilaka, the din of the Mishnah, is that the Gemara says, migu dahani asri, since the other people in the Mishnah, right, we're talking about the Ikad Yurim Badaya, the other people that are living there, and those other people definitely are causing a necessity of an Erev, and they have to give pas. So migu dahani asri, haninami asri. That's the Gemara saying over there. This is the Sfara that Rashi mentioned over here, and this is the basis of the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. But this, like we discussed, the main part of the shiur today was that's only because we have a double facet over here. We're dealing with that in one aspect they're connected, in one aspect they're not connected. So then that's the idea of the migu. The migu is forcing us to focus on the aspect that they're choluk, that they're separate, and that's what's making him. But that's only because you have this double situation over here. But were it not to be like that, so then you wouldn't have this kind of din. Either halacha will be that they always have to chip in, and they never have to chip in. Only because we have this memory, that's what we discussed before, that according to Rav, what's enough to attach them, according to Shmuel, what's enough to attach them, definitely in the Gemara, the fact that they're actually eaten by the father, and like we spoke out this topic, that that maybe Shmuel even is masking to Rav that the Makabli process is enough to attach them together for the din of the faith.